The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm Benjamin Shapiro, the executive producer of the MarTech Podcast, and today we've got a special episode for you, which is going to be guest hosted by Doug Bell, who's the CMO of Chief Outsiders. Doug is a veteran CMO with a background in helping growth stage B2B SaaS companies reach their true potential, and I'm thrilled to invite him and some of his friends to take the microphone and share their knowledge with you, our loyal MarTech Podcast listeners. Okay, here's a special episode of the MarTech Podcast, guest hosted by Doug Bell, the CMO of Chief Outsiders.
Hello, marketers. My name is Doug Bell from Chief Outsiders, and today we're going to be talking about the evolution of CRMs. Joining me today is Chip House, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Insightly, which is a modern, affordable CRM that teams love. Trusted by more than a million users worldwide, Insightly solves common pain points that legacy CRMs can't. Yesterday, Chip and I talked about what modern CRM looks like, and today we're going to continue the conversation by discussing the ROI of today's CRM. Okay, here's my conversation with Chip House, the Chief Marketing Officer at Insightly. Chip, welcome back.
Doug, it's always great to talk to you.
Let's talk about ROI, and I mentioned this yesterday during our conversation, but boy, this keeps popping up, and it's probably not a shock, right? There's so much pressure on SaaS. There's so much pressure on the MarTech stack. Scott Brinker, back in 2011, introduced the MarTech map, had 200 applications on it. Now it's up to something like 12,000. You mentioned yesterday, by the way, 1,700 CRM solutions, right? So there's a lot out there. And so you can feel the CFOs, and you can feel the PEs, and you can feel the venture capitalists who are pressing down on marketing stacks and marketing in general. So this ROI topic, I think, is really timely and important. And we're talking about ROI of today's CRM. And I would say when we were prepping for the call, Chip, what I said to you is like, how do you measure the ROI of the plumbing in your house? That's what CRM is. So on some level, it's absurd to measure something that you must have.
It's funny though. I mean, like I said, Doug, still like 30% of companies come to us without a CRM and they're still managing on spreadsheets. So you and I think that, but still a lot of companies do without plumbing apparently.
Hey, maybe not a shock because the market's not static. You know, the United States is notorious for being a great place to start a business. And there's lots of capital. It's more expensive, certainly. And the cost of getting started up is low, and certainly from a bureaucracy standpoint. By the way, I'm not advocating for the U.S. capitalist model. I'm just saying it's a lot easier to start businesses in the U.S. Therefore, yeah, you're probably going to have a large percentage of people in the CRM because guess what? They're 3 years old. That makes sense to me. But I think ultimately what we're talking about is not the ROI of today's CRM. Again, back to the plumbing comment. I think it's the ROI of replacing your CRM. In other words, why would an organization, one, choose to replace their CRMs? That's my first question for you, Chip, because you're in the guts of this all the time. And the second is, how do you evaluate the costs in disruption of the change versus the benefit? So let's start with, what tips an organization over into saying, I need to replace my CRM?
It's often a couple of things. Number one, it's adoption, which I think is true for probably all software categories. Hey, I bought this software, but nobody in my team is using it, or we don't know how to use it appropriately. And you tend to see that with more of the enterprise providers. And then when you pair the fact that it's not getting adopted by the organization with the fact that it costs money, and in some situations, a lot of money, then the CFOs start to look at it and go, this does not make sense for us. We need to think about consolidating to a more simple or more easy to use solution, assuming that we have to have a place to put our customer data, which most companies do. Of any scale, right? Most companies that are moving to us anyway have one of those themes.
it makes sense. And I see this all the time myself, right? Which is, I'm a fractional CMO. I spend lots of times with different clients. And there are two things that tend to sink CRM deployments. One is it getting used or not? And then the knockoff effect that also sinks is, even if it is getting used, if it's not getting used well and the data hygiene is a problem, that becomes the CRM's fault, even though it's likely a process issue. But the original problem is adoption. People don't see it as being valuable. They're not using it. So that makes sense. So we've reached a point where my CRM is not working. I'm working with a company right now that, as an example, is pulling Microsoft Dynamics out. Why? Because they're not getting the data they need. It's hard to use. I'm not trying to rip on Dynamics. Sorry, Microsoft. But they're going to a solution that they feel has a better architecture, easier to use. So then how do we go about evaluating the cost of displacement, the cost of disruption, and then what are the benefits to that? And I have a feeling, Chip, you're going to make me feel silly again because you're going to go back to the reason that you would replace the solution.
Change cost is a real thing. When somebody moves to us from Salesforce, that's the first thing they ask about. It's like, what about all my data that exists inside my Salesforce CRM that's been there for years in some situations, right? And so we actually have a way that we kind of an automated data loader that actually specializes for a Salesforce customer moving to Insightly because that's such a common use case. So we know exactly how to do that and exactly how to map the fields. And we don't take it lightly at all. And certainly a customer will buy an onboarding service from us, which is, by the way, several factors cheaper than an onboarding service would be with somebody like one of the legacy providers. But now that I get comfortable with my data going to where it needs to go, now I'm wondering about my time and my organization's time because time is money. And so the ability to bring the implementation live quickly is really, really important. We had actually done a third-party ROI study with GTM partners. Are you familiar with GTM? That's Sangram Vajra, his business.
I am.
They have backdoor data to a lot of G2 data. And it shows us having a go-to-market time of 1.1 months versus 2.1 months and 3.7 months for the next two market leaders. So we're at least a month faster than even, I think number two there is potentially HubSpot. And then the second thing is time to ROI. And I also saw G2 data from this past fall where, especially in this time where marketers are concerned about efficient growth, now they're thinking about ROI. So when you buy a piece of software, more companies are expecting an ROI in less than a year. So our time to ROI is 9 months on average per the data from G2 versus 13.8 months and 18.3 months for the other two market leaders.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview.
So an important consideration is time to value, right? How quickly am I getting to the point that I've deployed the solution well enough that I'm getting a return on that investment? I think the other piece And I'm going to throw this out here and would love your reaction is, what are the consequences of a poorly deployed, not well utilized solution on your business? And I would describe that in several ways. One is, what's the risk of missing numbers? And how much of that risk is associated with a lack of data, lack of data hygiene, and a lack of adoption of CRM? I have to tell you, the number of times I've seen CRM solutions deployed, talked to sellers and discovered they're still running things on spreadsheets. It's insane. You have this, if you will, your ROI, I believe, should be anchored in this idea of risk of hitting your revenue targets and how much of that risk is distributed into the fact that your sellers aren't using your solution. I'm going to be simplistic in this and say that your visibility into the operability and the likelihood your pipeline is going to land to hit your quarterly number is greatly reduced if it's not a deployed solution. So the question that I guess I would put back to you is, how much of that is a factor when clients are showing up going, please help me get rid of my CRM and replace it?
Any business that's adopting a CRM or that's used one before knows the benefit that it provides to manage your pipeline, to understand what business am I going to do in the future and when, and at what stage are all those potential deals. That's really, really critical. And if you're managing on a spreadsheet, you have no clue whatsoever how that's going to come in. And you might have an over complex model potentially on your legacy CRM that you have a chance to kind of revisit when you put it into a new system. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that that exists on the customer kind of post initial transaction side as well. Roughly 50% of our business, Doug, comes from expansion within our customer base, whether it's moving from kind of up in terms of platform capabilities from like Plus to Pro to Enterprise, for example, or adding seats or adding on marketing automation to just a CRM purchase or integration tool or our service tool. So being able to understand the journey for your customers and how they're utilizing the system is really, really critical as well. And we certainly do get data from what software our customers integrate with. I think we have maybe more than 500 customers that actually still leverage a MailChimp integration, for example, with our CRM. And we're converting them, hopefully, over time to our marketing automation solution. But I think that in this day of efficient growth, I don't know how you can monitor how you're growing without a CRM.
Yeah, it's back to the plumbing. How do you evaluate the ROI of your plumbing? Well, guess what? Your family can't wash their clothes and cook or do all those other things you need to do. You might as well live in the woods. Yet again, Chip, enjoy the conversation. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, hopefully you got what you needed, Doug, and I love the discussion.
It's always good to have you in the show, Chip. Okay, that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Chip House, Chief Marketing Officer at Insightly, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with Chip, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can also contact him on Twitter, where his handle is @CEHouse, or visit his company website at insightly.com.
Okay, that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to our guest host, Doug Bell, the CMO of Chief Outsiders. If you'd like to get in touch with Doug, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Market Advocate, or you could just visit his website, which is chiefoutsiders.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MarTechPod, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is BenJShap. BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.